Welcome to Baseline and Boundaries, a Mindset Revolution. I am Dr. Tamika Scott, your executive mindset coach, leadership strategist, and your guide in doing leadership differently. This season, we're not adding more to your leadership toolkit. We're unlearning it because most leaders aren't lacking skills. They're operating from patterns of thinking that no longer serve how they lead. Patterns that sound like taking on more, think longer, prove yourself. Don't get it wrong. And over time, these patterns show up as overthinking, overcaring, and second-guessing yourself in rooms you are more than ready to lead in. So in this space, we challenge that. Each episode will break down what you've been taught about leadership, what it's been costing you, and how to shift into a way of leading that is clear, grounded, and aligned with who you are now. Because leadership isn't about doing more. It's about seeing it differently so that you can lead differently. Let's get into today's episode. Today, we're talking about how overthinking isn't your problem, it's what you were taught. Let's get into it. Let's slow this down a little bit and really look at this. See, overthinking isn't just thinking too much. It's a very specific pattern. It sounds like, let me run this by you one more time. Let me run this by one more person. Let me just check on this one more thing. Let me sit on this before I respond. Let me just double check it one more time. It looks like rewriting something that you are already clear on, holding a decision you've already made, just in case something changes. Asking for input when what you're really asking for is reassurance. And here's where it gets a little tricky, you all. The world has rewarded us for this. See, people call this, you're so thoughtful, you're very strategic, you're so thorough. And as a result, no one interrupts the pattern. But internally, what ends up happening is we end up feeling like a drag, the delay, the quiet questioning of your own clarity. And in the gap between what you know and what you do, well, it starts to dwindle. So let's name what's actually underneath that. Overthinking is often rooted in one core question that we ask ourselves. And that is, what happens if I get it wrong? Not just logistically, but relational, as it relates to our reputation. What about emotionally? See, many leaders, especially those who have had to prove themselves in rooms that were never designed for them, in mind, getting it wrong doesn't feel neutral. It actually feels more like exposure, like confirmation of a doubt that maybe already exists about you. So let's learn to think ahead of the room, is what we tell ourselves. Let's anticipate every reaction, prepare for every angle, answer questions before they're even asked, because we've learned that trust is not always freely given. And over time, that level of thinking becomes your normal. It becomes your standard. It becomes your protection. And that in itself is costing us. But here's the part that's harder to see while you're in it. That same pattern that has once made you effective or an amazing leader, it really starts to make leadership heavier than it needs to be. Because now every decision carries extra weight. Not just what's the right move, but the conversation becomes, how will this land? Who might this impact? And what am I not seeing yet? And at that level of processing, it doesn't just stay in the moment. It then starts to follow you. See, you revisit decisions after they've been made. You replay conversations. You question clarity that was already there. And slowly, without realizing it, even though you're thinking more, that's what's actually costing you. It's not just costing you time, but it's costing you your own self-trust. So let's disrupt this in a real way. See, overthinking is not a sign that you don't care more. It's actually a sign that you've learned to equate carefulness with safety. And at some point, that made sense. But in leadership at your level requires something different. It's not about caring less, but about cleaner thinking. Thinking that is clear enough to move, grounded enough to stand, and willing to accept that not every outcome can be controlled in advance. Because here's the truth. You're not responsible for managing every possible impact of your decision, but you are responsible for making a clear one. And that is the shift. So here's how I want you to start working with this concept. The next time you notice yourself looping in your thoughts, simply pause. Not to think more, but to ask yourself a better question. And that question could look like, what am I trying to protect myself from right now? Is that being questioned? Being misunderstood? Making the wrong call? Just name it. Because once you can see what your thinking is doing, you get to decide if you still need it. And then you can come back to this. Am I thinking to decide or am I thinking to delay? If it's clarity, you'll feel a forward pull. If it's delay, you'll feel that hesitation, even when the answer is already there. See, this work is not about eliminating thinking. It's to trust when your thinking has already done its job. So again, my friends, overthinking isn't our problem. It's a pattern you've learned in environments that required you to be careful. But you don't have to lead in those same spaces anymore. And you don't have to carry that same level of protection into every decision you make now. Anything learned can be unlearned. And this is where the work begins. This shift in time can also, I promise you, it can also be unlearned. Okay, before you go, I want to leave you with this. Here's your reset. What are you still holding on to that you are more than ready to unlearn? Now, if this episode resonated with you, share it. And if you're ready to go deeper, check out my Mindset Reset Kit. You'll find it in the show notes. Until next time, keep leading, trusting yourself, and remember, you don't need to do more to be effective. You just need to see it differently so that you can lead differently.